Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All of these things that people worry about politically are absolutely meaningless in the underlying weapons of war that have been cooking forever and that are required to weaken men enough to where, you know, women are pimped and children are sold. These are the building blocks of that hell. But people are like, I mean, Tyrone, what's all this stuff? You see, it's them that's the you get it by now. Wait, what about the crime statistics? I'm like, oh man, that's right. Well, fire up the gas chambers and we'll fix it. Are you kidding me? People are so stupid, but it's not that they're stupid. They're just not initiated. People are not initiated into real weapons of warfare. People have no idea. They don't know. They blame it on other people and whatever, this and that and this and that. But I find his work is so good. His work that he did over the years was so good. He ended up, killing his wife and then himself. He was that good. It was kind of like one of those situations. You know what I mean? It was a bit of a Benoit and a bit of a Harry Horace. So, you know, the quality of his work is a bit extreme if he was to come to that end. And I'm not here to say, let that be a lesson. I have no idea. I don't even know if these people are even real. I have no idea. But in regards to Horace and more, you dig and you find yourself inside of a mystery religion, then it's like you get killed if you start lecturing on things in some way, in some regards. But that is absolutely just speculation and conjecture. I don't even know if these people even lived. I never met them. I have no idea. So I'm just straight up speaking, shooting from the hip, you know? Yeah. The Horace ending was, it's just crazy. It's crazy. Those sort of things can happen. And no one comes to bat for you. No one helps you. No one remembers you. You straight up are erased. And because of the engine of the news, you're straight up erased. It's just interesting. Barbatus, what's up? Harry Horace innocent? I mean, first of all, I don't know if he lived, but it's not possible that, like, people aren't capable of doing the things that he did. Like, you can't. I mean, do you want to get into it? I'm saying just the crime scene was not possible to pull off. But hey, what does it matter? Now you know what war is. Now you know what real war is. A war that has warfare, weapons of war that have invulnerable, plausible deniability and a magnetism attached to the accuser of schizophrenia, etc. Now you know what a real weapon of war is. Loveline. That right there, tomahawk, right into your house if you're a young person being perverted by these goblins. You guys get it. I'm just reaching for some place to freaking beat to. People don't get it, but know that. Don't bother getting it. The only thing that matters is it's not understanding of atrocity, because the more you understand about atrocity, it puts weight inside of you that you have to carry, actually, unless you can sort of transcend that sort of thing. But the only thing that matters is positive thoughts. Okay. You know, it might be a cliche, but might even be weighted with a millstone to make it silly, but it's really the root. And if anyone has a better phrase, it's good. Skin King bag of dinner. I know. I try not to know too much about the Zodiac, but I remember the 13th ghost. Aren't you saying that it's still, like, how do you know if the Zodiac that you have access to is accurate? Like what you're saying, Babylon and this, when they put in Nimrod's system and they took the knowledge or perhaps the wisdom of the workings of the machine that we live in. And just like you add 1,000 years to the timeline, you take off one of the signs of the Zodiac, you make the layman or the uninitiated's efforts to excel handicapped and hobbled, so they're inaccurate. That sounds like a regular weapon of war. Poison the well. That sounds very regular. What are you going to do? You know, what the hell are you going to do? I guess that's why you just don't, you don't get too heavy into that stuff. What's the point? I don't know. I don't know if there's free will. I don't know if there's destiny. I don't know if there's karma, but I really don't. I really don't. Disarm conversations and people push a faith onto you. I don't know. I think that the only way to disarm it is to see, they do a sort of a comparative mythology on either your own beliefs or beliefs of whatever the rulers on this planet or the reasons behind why these things would be implemented and be a dogma. I don't know if that's the proper usage. So it's not about refuting. It's about seeing, I guess, enjoying parallels to mystery religions, I guess. No, I'm just talking out loud. I'm thinking out loud because there's no tip. I don't, you know me, I don't do tips. It's not ever only just the tip with me. I don't go halfway. You know what I'm saying? So I don't do tips. But now you see what I'm saying, though? Are you kidding me? It's crazy. People have no idea. All your favorite celebrities, they all think about this stuff when they do all their little things. I'm just saying. But it just seems like part of the great deception. It really does. It just does. But what do I know? That's the whole point of being in this world. You're doing all these weird rituals, getting all fruity with everybody. You're doing the worst evil you can just to goad God to come back. And so just like the pieces are put together. It's like a Tool song. So are you kidding me, dude? I was like, if the world's really like that, you'd fucking take me to hell right now. Just take me to hell right now. Just, you know, don't mess around. There's such a... it's so paradoxical, I say, where it's irrefutable that it's a gigantic joke. Even your favorite presidents or whatever. Look, I'm just saying that I don't even want to say it, honestly. I don't even want to say it. It's just the people that practice this stuff are the people that you're hoping become president. Okay? That's all. And they belong to the same houses as the ones you rail against when you see tunnels and all that. It's crazy. It's a joke. You understand what I'm saying? Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Color theory, same thing as chakras. I mean, look, I'm not saying that there aren't certain technologies that you can use to your advantage in regards to your construction in your energy body or your light body. I just what can I say about that stuff? What do you want me to say about this stuff? I just know the religion of the world is part of the great deception. It's a joke. It's there to be laughed at. But anyway, I don't want to keep rambling about this stuff. Yeah, and I try not to know any of this stuff. I try not to think about it because, I don't know, it poisons your experiences. Like then you can't listen to music anymore. You remember what old Kanye said about the 808 bass, how it disrupts or forces open the root chakra. Remember the root chakra? That's the root chakra is the one that's always kind of, it's really attractive to a certain religion, or maybe more than one. The root chakra is a place of violation in this world, is a place of violation and forced initiation. That's the root shock. And even people like that are talking about these things. It's like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Yeah, I'm just generally speaking, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, learning how to pray is just a better quest, a better endeavor. And it's less to do with the super technical visualization, which is predominantly the strategy and the machine of mystery religions. I mean, it just turn into a big nerd. You know what I'm saying? You can skip all that and ask yourself, I'd like to learn how to pray. And then what's prayer? What's this? What's veneration? What's worship? What's adoration? What do those things mean? What does it mean to my life? What does it mean to my soul? You ask better questions instead of, you know, I got to violate root chakras and then I got to force them. I make them like me. I give them an initiation into the mystery religion. And then, you know, they do what they say for the rest of their lives. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. You know, it's like we control them when you violate them like that. It like turns them into like a golem, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like just like that. It's kind of like, you know, the freaking Sephiroth or something. It's one of the Sephiroths. Dude, I'll tell you, better off asking yourself the right questions. Ask the right questions. That's what matters the most. If you're wrecked, you ask the wrong questions. There it is. You go up the wrong tree. you bark up the wrong tree. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Mr. I'm going to teach everyone to pray. I'm really not, because I'm, you know, I'm as crippled as the folk. And I do my best to live more real. And being real requires a level of, I just don't know how to put it into words. It's just reaching at defining the definition of praying 24/7. Whatever the word is, it's not in our language anymore. You know, it's just, you know, I'm just thinking about these things. But I had to stop with Tico. The spelling with Tico is very valuable, but I had to stop it. There was some interesting stuff. I'm just going to have to skip all the neti pots and all that stuff. I got to skip that Satanism and go something else. And then we'll see what undreaming is like. But his stuff is heavy and rough, and Wetiko is sort of it's a devastating read. Dispelling Wetiko is a devastating read. It's really unbelievable. People don't understand what a spiritual contagion is or a mind virus, something that's passed through trauma and by force. And we all understand what those sort of things mean these days. And it's really wild. Again, it's military. It's just a military operation. When force is required, you use the military. That's all. No, it's just crazy, man. I feel like I got to bring out examples or something, but I don't have any. Just know you flip through anything and you're like, what? What is this? Yeah, the darkness, the light was out into, you know, the shards of God's consciousness flew to the, you know, to the heavens. And then you got to violate root chakras in order to awaken God and make him whole again.
Whoa.
Yo. I don't know. That's what you just look through any of it. You're like, oh my God, what is this, a jester? Clown priest was giving you this stuff in the fourth dimension to freaking sabotage your life and to ruin the world and to annoy the Lord. Seems like a lot is tolerated in this world, but then again, the mysteries of life in this world, the mysteries of consciousness. I mean, the mysteries, not Scooby-Doo. I'm talking about the mysteries, the knowledge.